I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama is unable to execute death row inmates through a shortage of lethal injection drugs. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Engel reports Governor Robert Bentley says he's against switching back to the electric chair.
Bentley told an audience in Shelby County that he's personally opposed to the idea of resuming electrocutions. State Senator Cam Ward is the key legislator on prison issues. He says giving up the state's current method of lethal injection involves too many legal hurdles. The state attorney general's office says executions are at a standstill because the state's prison system has run out of one of the three drugs used in its lethal injection system. Some 200 people are currently on death row in the state, and Alabama's last lethal injection was in 2011. Bentley says his office will be in contact with prison officials seeking alternative ways to perform lethal injections. Stan Engold, APR News.
A special Lee County grand jury that has been investigating possible government corruption will meet again next week. The state attorney general's office filed court papers saying the grand jury will be in session May 13th through the 16th. The court papers were filed in the case of Republican State Representative Barry Moore. He turned himself in April 24th in Opelika after the special grand jury indicted him on charges of perjury and giving false statements to law enforcement. He's the second legislator to face charges resulting from the investigation. Earlier in the month, Republican State Representative Greg Wren pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor ethics charge and agreed to cooperate with state investigators. And Alabama has scored a James Beard Award winner, and no, it's not for what you might think. Filmmaker Andrew Grace won for his documentary, Eating Alabama, which follows Grace and his wife on a year-long journey through eating only locally grown food. Many people assume the Beard Awards go to chefs and restaurants, but they also hand out honors to broadcast and new media. Grace says he might have a little fun with the award.
One of my friends told me when I first got nominated, she said, if you win, you really have to have a restaurant because then you can be the James Beard Award-winning restaurateur. And so with the lack of fine dining in Tuscaloosa, I think I might go ahead and have to do that.
Grace isn't the only Alabama tied to this year's awards. Birmingham chef Frank Stitt's Highlands Bar and Grill was also nominated, but for the sixth straight year for Outstanding Restaurant. Those will be announced tonight. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast for this Monday evening, Monday night, includes a clear sky, lows back in the 50s. For Tuesday, lots of sun, temperatures going to be in the upper 80s. Some areas across central Alabama close to 90. Very warm day for Tuesday and Wednesday. Starting off Wednesday morning in the upper 50s to near 60 during the day on Wednesday. Highs top out in the upper 80s. We're in the mid 80s on Thursday. Skies become partly sunny. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.